As the campaign of 2004 fades into memory, no more campaign ads, no more automated phone calls, we are intrigued by the way Mike Overton got elected on Tuesday. Mr. Overton was voted onto the City Council of Springdale, Arkansas, where he narrowly lost the mayoral race 2 years ago. Mr. Overton joins us by telephone, and I'd like you, if you could, to take us back to October. You were on the ballot running against Rex Bailey. Tell us about the announcement that you made.
Well, first of all, I filed for office in July, and I have a construction business and a real estate business. And I got very busy with our construction projects and several jobs going at the same time, and I just didn't have time to run a campaign. And I called the county clerk's office in Washington County and found out the ballots were already printed and my name was on the ballot. So I sat back, remained silent, and spent no money and did no campaigning. And basically, my opponent was unopposed.
And the result on Tuesday?
Well, I received 53% of the vote, and my opponent received 47%. This has to be one of the most humbling and at the same time ecstatic experiences I've ever had. It was, the odds against something like this happening are astronomical.
Do you think that your opponent, Mr. Bailey, said something terribly wrong during his month of campaigning for the office?
No, not at all. My opponent had experience. He was well-financed. He was backed by some of the most influential people in town. And I really cannot account for this other than the fact that the individual voter just wanted to make sure that the government is accountable to the average citizen. And they were just, I think, maybe tired of business as usual.
If you were to consider running again, I realize this is 2 years off, but if you were to consider running again, and let's say you ran for mayor, would you consider doing it, spending no money at all and not campaigning at all, since it worked to get you elected to the city council?
As a matter of fact, that's precisely what I would do in the future. If I had a desire to run for office, I'd put my name on the ballot. I would sit back, and I would do no advertising, no campaigning. I'd answer any questions people when they would call and talk to me. And, gee, wouldn't it be interesting if that idea would catch on other places?
And you have to hope that your opponent would campaign a lot.
Yes, because every dollar he would spend could be just reinforcing the a vote for the guy that isn't.
But wouldn't it have been a little bit better to at least have appeared at a candidate's night or two and told people what you intended to do if indeed on the off chance you were elected?
You know, any time that there's an opportunity for a real open forum to discuss ideas and all, absolutely, that would be an excellent way of handling it.
Well, Mr. Overton, are you formally now an alderman-elect or a councilman-elect?
I'm a councilman-elect, and I would just like to say I am not a candidate for President of the United States the next time. However, if I get elected, I will serve.
Okay. Mike Overton, you approve of that message, I assume?
Yes, sir.
Mike Overton, who did not campaign at all but was indeed elected, even after he said he wasn't interested in campaigning, to a seat on the city council of Springdale, Arkansas. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.